Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lag. Okay, and we're starting at the bottom of Lev, of Lamed Bet, Hamed Bet. So we're still busy discussing this idea of Tzar Bale Chaim being Doraita or not Doraita. So the Gemara brings another Braita via, which is like a Toshma, or Hev Lifrok. So his friend who he loves, he has to help him. He's got a choice now between a couple of options. The one is to help his friend who he really likes to offer out an animal. Vesonen is a guy that he's not so excited about, doesn't like him so much, and he would have to help him to load the animal. So the writer says, mitzvah besone, dafka, he has to go with the guy he doesn't like. Why? Kedei lachuf et yitro, to conquer his yetzer. Because you got to work against yourself. Let's just dedicate the shukri lishmat, everybody died in this war, to the citizens and to the chayalim. Now the two soldiers died yesterday. One from Molina was buried already, one from Ranana, for Gavayo, Ilu for the Neshomas. And the Ptsuim mentioned Aryeh Eitam Ben Raya for Shlema. And the Chatufim mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, Rav Shabbat Rafua, and the Sekula Besot Tavot, everybody. Okay. So you say over here, the whole reason why you got to go with your Soneh, with a guy you don't like, is dafke lachuf et yitro, so to conquer your yetzer. It's almost like the Rambam. You know, the Rambam says when you're behaving in a certain direction, you're going to go to the opposite extreme, you know, to find the middle path eventually. So it says over here okay. So he said, "V'isak datach tzar balechayim doraita." So ha adifle, right? The prika is adifle. What do you mean? You're helping the guy to offload. You help them to load. You help them to offload. Afilachi, and nonetheless, the price is k'dakochit yitro. So it seems from here that the prika that tzar balechayim is not doraita. Whereas another braita as well, this love doraita. Toshma sonesh amru. So now he's Soneh Shamru. We said it's in what we mentioned about this Soneh, right? Rashi says, yeah, Soneh Shamru, this guy you don't like, we spoke about. Kesakdech Soneh Shamru, a Soneh de Krakai. We talk about a Soneh of the Pasuk. What's a Soneh of the Pasuk? Demishtai Beprika, because the Torah tells us, Ki tir'eh chamor sonacharovetz. And that's what the Pasuk, itself says. When you see the chamor of your enemy, rovetz achamasom chatam, azov lazov, you should help him. So he says that soneh is soneh yishav, lo soneh oved kochavim. It's dafka a Jew and not a goy. Now the Gemara says, "Yeah, Mar Tzav Alechaim Doraita." So Mar Soneh Yishav, Mar Soneh Oved. What? Who cares? If it's a soneh goy, a soneh yehudi, it doesn't make a difference. If it's Bar Alechaim, it's the animal we care about, not who owns the animal. The Gemara says, "No." Misavar Soneh Kraykadi, Vasoneh Debati Nikas. Not talking about the soneh of the past, talking about the soneh of our Mishnah, where you've got two people who you like the one, you don't like the other, like we spoke about a moment ago. Rashi says, "Soneh debadinikai ahach matnit leel the soneh dit onu." That there's a soneh, a guy you don't like, you'd help him load up, and the guy you love, you got a lovely frog. That's the guy there. The same idea is all because of yichofet et yitzro etc. Come on, here's another story now. Toshma rovetz. The pasuk says rovetz tachat masao. So it says rovetz velo ravtzan. What's in between a rovetz and a ravtzan? A rovetz, at the moment, he's busy with his heavy load. A ravtzan is, it's always like that. Okay, sometimes you see these donkeys, and if you don't see it in Israel already, that's the truth. Maybe like when you're in the south, or in areas that belong more to our cousins. But you hear like lots of donkeys, like fully laden donkeys walking around. This is another ravtzan, look at Rashi, rovetz. Mikrehu lo shrovetz tachamasu. It just happens, just so happened to be that he was under such a heavy load. Velo Rav Tzan, not a Rav Tzan, Haragil Bechach, who's always like that. And then the bride's discussing on the pasuk. The pasuk says, Rovetz Tachamaso, Rovetz Velo Rav Tzan. Rovetz Velo Omed. Right? Rovetz and not someone who's standing. In other words, he's battling. Velo Omed Tachat Maso. Velo Mefurak Tachat Maso. What do you mean, Mefurak? It says, Vehu Tzarich Teina. In other words, he's been offloaded and he's waiting there to be loaded. Don't break Akitiv, but the pasuk, we've got another pasuk actually we're going to see, think about this now, which is Akem Takem. Why is it going to do with Masa'oya? Anyhow, the Masui and all of these things, we talk about a Masui She'achol La'amodbo. Remember we had that also, we saw yesterday already an opinion that when are you Mitzuveh, only was a load which was a standard load, it was an excessive load, you weren't Mitzuveh. So the question that we have, Lechaim Doraita, Mali Rovetz, Mali Rav Tzan, Mali Omed. He was saying, if you're going to tell me that Tzar Bal Lechaim is a Doraita, then what do I care? If it's an animal who always like this, or it's just a one-off like that, or if it's if he's standing there, if he's walking, what do I care? If the animal's suffering, the animal's suffering. The Gemara says, "Nahar, man, here's a ton of this brighter of Yosef Aglilihi, right? The Amar Tzar Bal Lechaim to Rabbanan. Now, how do I know that it's Rabbi Yosef Aglili? I suppose because we saw Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Gemara says, "Zachen Star, but Diktani Tachat Masao Masu Shachol Amodvo." Right. The brighter specifically mentioned a load that he's able to carry, a regular load. And man shamat lehi de'itle ha'isvar. Who's the one that dafka made a distinction between a masa, which is a common or an exceptional one? Rabbi Yosef Aglili, shma mina. So he's the one who says not the writer. So therefore, there's not really proof against or for anything, because it ends up becoming a brighter medat yachid, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So the Gemara says, now, me matzid mokebelak Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Is that a fact that you can actually explain this brighter to be a kund Rabbi Yosef Aglili? V'haktani sefer. The sefer says, tachad masa'o, velo mefurak. The brighter said that it's under a load and not mefurak. Look at Rashi, v'ushetzarich tina. What does it mean? My lo mefurak. What is it? Ilai melo mefurak klal. Even though the animal basically is empty and got nothing on it. So that can't be, because the separate pasuk there, mitzvah of hakativ, hakem takim imo. That means you've got to help him load up. So it can't be talking about an animal who needs loading, because there is a mitzvah to load. Ela pshita lo mefurak. What does it mean lo mefurak? That you don't help the animal bechinam. Ela beschar. That's what it means when it says v'lo mefurak. That lo mefurak, you don't do it for free. If you've got to help him offload, you're going to help him, he's going to get paid. And now the question is, so now we saw an opinion yesterday as well, it's a machloket, remember with Rabbi Shimon, remember? About mefurak, lepirka and te'ina for free, or only the pirka for free and the te'ina for free. Ma'an shamat lei de'it lehasvara, Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon. So it seems that Rabbanan were the ones that said that prika is for free and not te'ina for free. So this bright is not a bright of a dad yachid anymore. This bright and the sefer seems to be an opinion of Rabbanan. Anybody with me? And then the halacha would be like this bright. Zaki, you tell me that it's we're speaking about a dad yachid over here. And that's why it says that it's not the right. And when it says, no, Lord Rabbi Yosef Aglili, really it's Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And with regards to te'ina, savlak Rabbanan. So it's still dad yachid Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But it happens to be that Rabbi Yosef Aglili, when it comes to being paid or doing te'ina, loading up being paid, there he agrees with Rabbanan. And he says prick is for free, but te'ina you got to get paid. So in other words, he cholek Rabbi Shimon as well, but with regards to the rovet tachat masa'o, the tzedat yachid, Rabbi Yosef Aglili was the only one who said that when are you mitzuvah to help the guy? When it was a standard load. If it was an excessive load, you weren't mitzuvah to help him. That seems to be what's unique about this brighter. So again, we can't prove anything called Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and it's lav dafka, an opinion that's accepted by everybody. And then brighter carries on one more time and says, Tarabanan. Now that, so we actually didn't really prove anything here, by the way, about Doraita or not Doraita, at least from our sugars. We brought enough brightness in both directions, whether it's Tzar Bal Lechaim was Doraita or not, but we didn't really prove it for anything in our sugars. The Gemara brings one last brighter before we end the Mishnah. Tzar Banan, Ki Tireh. So the Pasuk here says, Ki Tireh Chamor Sonacha Rovei Tachat Maso. So we saw what Sonacha means. It's a Jew, you're not happy with him, and even if it's, depending who you choose, we saw what Rovet Tachat Maso means, it's under heavy load. V'chadalta, we saw sometimes you don't have to help him, and sometimes you do. Azov Tazov Imo, when he's there, if he's present. And if he's an old guy or a sick guy, even if he's not going to help you, you've got to help him as well. So those are all the things we learned, a lot of stuff learned in this Pasuk. But the first word of the Pasuk, we haven't learned anything from yet. Now the Gemara brings the first word of the Pasuk, Ki Tireh, when you see. So now the Gemara says, what does it mean, Ki Tireh? Yachol Afilim Rachok? What if you're walking, like, if you've got exceptionally good vision and you're walking a kilometer down the road, right, and you see this guy, are you meant to know how quick you are then help him? Is that even a mitzvah, you mitzvah, even if you see him from very, very far? All right, look at Rashi. Right at the top, we're still in the third wide lines of Rashi at the very top. Ki yacho mirachok vehetil alav sheelech shav, and now suddenly because you caught your eye, your attention, you got to run now a whole kilometer and go help the guy? Tamud Omar ki tivga. Pasuk says, no, ki tivga. Right? So ki tivga. Where's the pasuk, by the way, ki tivga? Where's the pasuk? Anybody found it? What?
It's in Bereshit. Not Bereshit.
No. What's the pasuk? Just read the pasuk, please. Have you got the pasuk there?
Okay.
And where is that in Breishit? Doesn't sound like it, but it sounds like a Shmot. Yeah, it sounds like Shmot. Yeah. Okay, Robert, we can't hear you. So your volume, I don't know your mouth. So it says ki tivga. So ki tivga. I hope must bump into the animal. Talmud Amar no. It says ki tire. So we got to find some sort of like compromise between ki tire and ki tivga. Veizo hi riya sheyesh ba pigia. What do you call riya that's got pigia? Shearu chachamim echad misheva umechze b'mil. 1/7 of a kilometer. So 7.5 gevezehu. That's called the ris. Okay, I wrote it down. Write down ris. Ris 7.5 kilometer. And if you do the math, it's 133 meters. Is that about 100 yards, by the way? How much is a meter to a yard?
It's interesting. Meters is about 2 yards or something. I think
no, it's less.
Meter is just over a yard. It's 39 inches, as opposed to 36 inches for a yard.
So a yard is less than a meter.
Yeah.
Correct.
So 100 yards is about 133 meters. So that's about 100 yards.
100 meters is about
round.
Yards.
100 meters is 133 yards.
I don't know exactly, but it's.
Okay, so it doesn't work. Okay, I got it. I thought I got excited for a second. Thought maybe this was using the measure of yards here in the Gemara. Okay, so I'm wrong. Okay, hello, David. David just joined us. I'm not sure where he is. Here in a moment, we'll see how he's.
In Italy.
And how's it going? How's your father doing? That's more important.
Soon.
Oh, you don't know yet. Okay. Just back up. All right. So, Zehu Ris. Okay, so tell it. So now the Gemara is like this. Umidade imo ad parsa. See that? So from 133 meters approximately, you see the animal back then, you've got to go and help him. And once you've helped him, right, you've got to accompany him for about a parsa. Right? And that is to make sure he doesn't fall off, that everything's okay. Right? And then Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana v'notel schar, and for this you can get paid for. Okay, so we basically finished that whole Mishnah. The last Mishnah, I think, of the Perek. Yes, last of the Perek. So we're just like this
what
now.
Decision about the Tzarbai Lechayim Doraita.
So I said, so we didn't seem to. I think Tzarbai Lechayim is Doraita personally, but we didn't prove it from our sugya. We brought brightness back and forth. What?
Come to any
but I think Tzar Balechaim is a Doraita, though. I think that it's a mitzvah Doraita, Tzar Balechaim. I think, I hope. You know what, let's say I hope more than I think. But I think it is. Anybody find a note there or something? But we didn't prove from our sugya. Okay, so now, Valetov and Aviv. Okay, so now we've got... Yeah.
How does the Tanakh come to the conclusion that you've got to walk with the animal once you've loaded him? Where does it come from?
You can get paid for it. You can get paid from it. You can get paid.
You can get paid.
But you can take money for it.
No, but you're actually mechuyav to walk with it.
Yeah, that's right. But you can get paid for it.
But where does it come? How does it come to the conclusion? Once you've helped and you've loaded, why do you have to walk with it?
Azov. Once you've loaded it. I don't know. It seems like just the right thing to do. Look at the pasuk. Says the pasuk says, "Yeah, lo tiret chamor achicho shorot noflim b'derech v'talamte mehem haken takim imo." Help him get up. So now help him get up means not just help him get up, make sure that he stays up. Seems to be like the svara. Steve wants to say something. What?
Yeah, the stays up being done up are as follows. Many authorities maintain that the requirement to prevent suffering of animals is by Torah law, and consequently there are instances where it overrides mitzvahs of rabbinic law, Rashba, Rambam, according to the Sma. Others contend that the Rambam holds that the requirement to prevent suffering of animals is by rabbinic law.
So there were, that's why Gemara didn't conclude, it's a machloket. Machloket Rishonim. Okay, shkoach. Okay, so now, Avedotav Avedot Aviv. Avedato Kodemet. If you're something of yours, you're going to look for something lost of yours or your father's, yours first. Right? Quite amazing. Avedato Avedat Rabo. On the other hand, if it's yours or your right, same, Avedato Kodemet. If it's your Avedato Avedat Rabo, Shelo Kodem. your rabbis first. Averat avi verat rabo, she rabo kodemet. Why listen to what Mishnah says? She avi vevi or lamaze. Enachem, your father brought you into this world. Verabo shenimdo chokma mevi or lechalam abba. But your rabbi teaching you your chokma, he's bringing you into the next world. But now listen to this. The Mishnah's got a bit of a qualification. Im aviv chacham she aviv kodemet. So if you've learned from your father as well, then your father comes first. Haya aviv, even if you haven't, just seems to have aviv chacham. Is a gota ground that, if you look, the Vilna Gaon says over here, and I got a ground, she said they bet in the square brackets. Since Gerb is not Girsa Harif, right? And it says over here, Shakul Keneged Rabo, they're equal. So the Rif is a different version, not that your father comes first, but they're equal. If you're Rav and your father, your father's a chacham, so then they're equal. I said equal. I don't know what that means, equal. You can't do two things at the same time. Anyhow. Haya aviv v'rabo nosin masoi. Right? If your father and your rabbi are both carrying something, menech shrabo v'chaga menech shraviv. Same. Haya aviv v'rabo v'bait ha-shevi. They were both captured, taken capture. Podet rabo v'chaga podet aviv. Amazing. First his rabbi, then his father. Im aviv chacham, the same idea. Podet aviv v'chaga podet rabo. So we see, if your father also a chacham, your father comes with you. If you're learning from your father, they're not. It's worth mentioning. Last time in the Tzurba, we mentioned the Shibulei HaLeket, remember? So the Shibulei HaLeket, just, he wasn't in Capitac, in prisoner, but Rav Avram Harofe, Portaluna, right from Italy in the 1500s, he went to study medicine. He was really like a fourth or fifth generation doctor. Mentioned he took his rabbi with him to university. He went to study medicine, his rabbi came with him. So he could stay with the teacher learning Torah. And he said, your Rav can be a pretty important person in your life. But if your father is a chacham, then your father comes first. Now, what's the binani, Mili? Where do we know that if it's yours, Rashi has the shilokonim, if it's yours or your father's, that yours comes first? Right? Because this doesn't seem to make sense. So he says, where? We saw this pasuk the other day. Amar Yura Marav, Amar Kra, Efes Kiloye Bechayvion. You got a mitzvah to make sure you don't become impoverished. And therefore, he's aher min aniyut is Rashi. Be careful not to become poor. So therefore, and shelcha kodem, shel kol adam. So your money, you got to look after before anybody else's. However, but now that we've said that, okay, it's a very bombastic statement, but look at the qualification that the Gemara brings immediately. V'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav. And Rav Yehuda said, amar Rav. Anybody, kol ha-makayim ba'otzmo kach, anybody who always puts himself first, before anybody else, he always says, listen, I've got to look after myself. It's my money. I can't become poor. I've got to watch my assets. I've got to look after myself. Sof ba lidei kach. Look at Rashi. What does it mean? Kol ha-makayim ba'otzmo kach. Af ha-pi shelo itilu alav ha-katuv. Even though the Torah says, didn't say that. The Torah Enachinami allowed you to look after your own things first. Yesh la adam nikanes lifni mishrat adin. We saw this the other day in the Gemara, right? Rashi says, a person should act in excess of the law. Velo ledaktek sheli kodem. And not always stand on that principle of me first, me first, me first. Im lo bev sed mochiach. And if it's obvious, you're going to lose a lot of money.
Where are you reading from now?
From Rashi. From Rashi. The first narrow lines of Rashi. Kol ha-mekayem batzmo kach. Right? Ve'im tamid medaktek. And if he's always so particular, he always puts himself first, he never sticks himself out for other people, to help other people at his own expense. Porek me'alav ol gemilut chasadim v'tzdaka. He's basically abandoned, right? This whole yoke of gemilut chesed and tzedakah, v'sof shivstarech labriot. And in the end, he's going to need help. Now, Clive just posted here to the chat. He said, im ein ani li mili. אבל אם אני לעצמי מאני, ואם לא עכשיו אמת, okay, very nice, okay? So it's very nice. Okay. היה אביו ורבו נוסעים מסוי, right? If him and his father, now he's even, if his father and his father carrying loads, תראה בנן, רבו שם, who's his rabbi speaking about? Not just a guy, you know, he happened to bump into a guy, and he finds a guy, and he thinks he's his rabbi. תאמר אביה, רבו שלמדו חוכמה. So yeah, there's a מחלוקת in the bright of here, it's he taught him חוכמה. Look at Rashi, Rashi, what do you mean חוכמה? Svarat Tamea Mishnah. If you follow the words of what Rashi saying, listen carefully to what he calls Chokhmah. He says, the Svarot of Tamea Mishnah, understand the reasons of the Mishnah, Ulavin Shlo Yusotrot Zodzo, and to understand the steers between them, the Tamea Yisubi Eter, and the reasons behind why some is Asher, why some is Mutar, Vachiyu Vaptor, and what's Chai, what you're obligated for, what you're part to exempt from, Vahu Nikra Gemara. Okay, so that's what Rashi explains, what called Gemara. Now, Rashi has to explain this. In Rashi's time, it was really Gemara, obviously, right? Because Rashi already published on the Gemara. But in the time that this bright is being taught, there wasn't a Gemara yet. So that was the Gemara in working process, right? Velora bo shilim do mikra. Another guy taught you with a chumash, Torah and Hedim v'ktuvim. Or Mishnah. And not kamo shein shluyot v'ein ta'aman v'for Rashbein. And just learning your Mishnahs off by heart, without any reasons. That's all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, who's your Rav that we say your Rav comes before your father? Your Rav who taught you Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, no.
What? Because
maybe it doesn't have to be your Rav Muvak. Maybe your Rav Muvak could be the guy you go to for asking halacha shailas, but you got a Rebbe in Yeshiva who taught you most of your Gemara. And then it isn't with me. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Meir, kol sherov chokhmato hemenu. That might come closer to what you want to say, maybe, Daddy. Right? Look at Saviya, kol sherov chokhmato hemenu. Look at Rashi. Im mikra, im mishnah, im gemara. It makes a difference. With the majority of your learning, Rabbi Meir's got an objective measure. The guy who taught you to understand Gemara. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says the guy who learned the most. If your expertise is Mishnah, the guy taught you most of the Mishnah. If your expertise is Chumash, the guy taught you the most of Chumash. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilo ireno ele b'mishnah achat, zoi rabo. Rabbi Yehuda Yossi says no. Even if you learned one chidush from somebody, he becomes your Rav now, and he stands out over your father. If it's a case of a toss up between the two of them, look at Rashi. Shohidio ta mishnah achat shlo yachol avin. And the Gemara brings some stories. Amar Rav Kagod, Rav Sechora. Rav Sechora, who was the Asbaran Zuhame Listron. Rashi was Rav Beseret Tarot. He shnu yav lo iti yodea ma kli, what this kli is. It's like a big spoon, I think. Rashi says, yeah. Velamadaini shu kaf gedola. Yes, a big spoon, like a big tablespoon. She mesalkin bo zoa makadari va kalach l'estadin. You know, you're boiling up something. Even if you eat kusemit, you eat like buckwheat, and you boil it up, so like there's a froth that comes to you. Take a spoon and throw the froth off the top. That sort of spoon. He never knew what that was, and he became his Rav Muvak. Or Shmuel, on the other hand, look at this. And it says, Shmuel, kara mania, there was a guy that Shmuel did kriya for, who was Yahumi Rabbanan, the Asbere, and explained to Shmuel, echad yored lamat ha-shechi, echad potech kivan. Now, I don't want to get to the Rashi, get into a lot of detail over here, in the Beit HaMikdash, when the Kohanim opened up in the morning. So there were different keys. The one was a Kohanim did Beit HaShechi, there's one of the gates that opened up, that you just stick your hand all the way into the wall, up to your armpit, to open the door. It's a very difficult door to open. And the one was just a simple lock that the guy could open a little pish-pash in the Kodesh, into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So even a guy explained to Shmuel what those things were, he did kriya for him. So that's examples there of even a one person taught him one little thing. Look, Shmuel knew everything. But this guy taught him that one sugya there on the doors of the Beit HaMikdash, that was really a guy he did kriya for when he died. If you remember when Rav Lichtenstein died, Rav Baruch did kriya. Anybody remember that? Right, that, okay. So Amar Ula, Talmidei Chachamim Sheba Bavel Lomdim Zeh Mitnei Zeh. So Ula just tells us that the Talmidei Chachamim Bavel, they would stand for each other, they would alter each other as Gedolim, as their Talmid. Rashi, all the way down, the very first wide lines at the very bottom there, says, Kedin Talmid L'Rab, like a Talmid L'Rab, V'shayu Yosvin Talmid Ben HaMidrash Yachad, they all sit in the bench together, U'makshin Mefakad, they'd argue with each other, V'kulam L'medim Zeh Mitnei Zeh, and through this, they all learn from each other. So even though that I learned a bit from each other, they all were considered their Talmidim and a Rav. V'korin Zeh, they all did Kriya as well when they died. U'le'inyan Aveda, B'makum Aviv, right, and now he says in Aveda, it comes to Aveda, B'makum Aviv, Einan Chosh El Rabo Muvak. There we are, Daddy. Right, he says over here, uses the Lashon. He says, yeah, Inyan Avedah comes to Avedah, Makom Aviv, Einan Choshen Labo Muvak. So this is over here, that Take uses it Lashon Muvak. Rashi says, Sherov Chochmato Mimenu, Rabbi Yehuda. See that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Mimenu, not Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, Kibayim, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Kasha. Listen to this unbelievable Gemara, this. But like, I'm mind-boggling. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Kasha. Says Talmid v'tzarich lo rabo. Now you can see Rav Chizda was Rav Huna's Talmid, right? He says to Rav Huna, he says, "What about a Talmid whose Rav needs him? But his Rav needs him. Obviously, he's a Talmid and a chinami, but he's also a bit of a Rav to his Rav. Why? You look at Rashi, he explains that his Rav needs him. Third wide lines of Rashi." Because this is a Talmid who learned from other guys. He's got information which his Rebbe doesn't know. And therefore, his Rebbe needs him to learn that information as well. So he says, Ma, what would be the din there? Would he be like a Rav or not? So he says, Amar le, Chizda, Chizda. Lo tzarich nalach. I don't need you, Chizda. A tzarich li at Arba in Shanin. You need me for 40 years. Otherwise, you got a bit offended over here, Rav Huna, from Rav Chizda. He said, you think you need, I need you. I don't need you. You need me. Right? Otherwise, he understood what was going on in the question. And look at the Gemara, it says like this. Ikpidei ahadadi. They both got angry with each other. Velo aile legabe hadadi. They stopped going up to each other. And yati Rav Chizda arbein ta'anita. Mishum dechalash da'ated Rav Huna. He fasted 40 fasts because of the Rav Chizda set fasting because he had offended Rav Huna. And Yati Rav Huna Abin Tanita Mishum de Chazde Rav Chizda. And Rav Huna set fasting 40 fasts because he was Choshesh. He suspected that Rav Chizda didn't speak to him nicely. Okay, for four. Right? Look what he says, right? Originally, when I read it, I thought that for 40 years they sat in fasting. I think the correct word is Atzarich Li Ad Arba'in Shani. How's it punctured? Am I right like that? Right? I think that's what he means. He says, you need me for 40 years. And then Ikbe Adadi, below Ale Gabe Adadi, I didn't say that they actually didn't get each other for 40 years. Just they took a bit of a break from each other. Hey, am I right? It was Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda 40 years. I need you. You need me for 40 years, right? So for 40 years, they didn't speak to each other, I think, right? Yeah,
it makes sense. There's the note combines it. It says that the first interpretation follows Rabbi Chananel. Maharsha, however, breaks up the narrative as follows. It says that you need me. For 40 years, they bore resentment towards one another.
Okay, that's how I read it originally, funny enough. But afterwards, it made more sense to me the other way around. You say Rabbi Chananel? Well, I've saw a lot of Rabbi Chananel over here.
Rabbi Chananel says they didn't hold resentment for 40 years. It was just...
I'll be honest with you.
40 years, and then they bore resentment. The Maharsha says...
Yeah, I got it.
40 years applies to how long they had resentment for each other.
Okay, so I when I read it first, it seemed like... I punctuated in my Gemara, Atzrich Li, and then Ad Arbeim Shanin Ikpedei Ahadadei. That's probably how the Maharsha learns it. But now when I read it this morning, I actually made a correction with my pen. I changed it. Because it makes more sense. Atzarich li adayim shanin. And ikvel adadeh v'lo alu legabadadeh. I don't know. It could be either way, I suppose. Okay. But I prefer that it wasn't 40 years. They never saw each other. Okay. So let's... I can't see the Rabbeinu Chananel, actually, now that you're mentioning it. I don't see the Rabbeinu Chananel. I marked off here... about the whole thing of the Bet HaMikdash opening the gates, but in the end, I decided not to read all of that. Okay, anyway, I can't see where Rabbeinu Chananel says that, though. All right, doesn't matter. Oh, wait, hold on here. Yeah, I think it's over the page. Amar Ula. Ah, voila. I actually marked it off, but not this time around. It's in a blue pen. When we learned this Gemara last time around. Okay, I see it over here. By minay Rav Chizda mi Rav Huna Tamid v'tshichlo Rabo Ma b'klomar Tamid Charif Shabo nehenem imenu u'mishaelot Tamid u'mechir b'sif Rav Chochma k'damar. Harbei lamadeti Rabotai. Yeah, so he quotes over here Gemara in Sanhedrin Rabbeinu Chananel. Harbei lamadeti mi Rabotai u'mechaverai yoter mihem, and from our friends I learned even more u'metalmidai yoter mikulam, from our talmidim even more than everybody else. This is Rabbeinu Chananel. Right, Talmid kegon ze. So this is the question that Rabbeinu Chananel explains the whole question that Rav Huna asked Rav Chizda. Says Talmid kegon ze. So this sort of Talmid, where the Rav learned from his Talmid his law as well. Yaniach aveda aviv v'yachzir olo. Does he abandon his father's aveda and go after the Talmid? V'chashav Rav Huna bedato. Rav Huna in his mind thought ki Rav Chizda alatzmo sha'al. He thought he's speaking about himself. You all got that? It's over the page. Rabbeinu Chananel, Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel, just about a third below the bottom. Alatz Moshe al v'chihu kinyan talmid shetzrich l'rabbi. And this is v'ka'as v'heshivo, and he responding Chizda, Chizda, lo tzarich nelach. I don't need you. V'lo lechidudach. not for your sharpness, for lola pilpulach and tsarich. I don't need your sharpness or your pilpul, right? The kavimeni ad melat lechidach velola pilpulach and tsarich. It's on the contrary, and tsarich the kavimeni ad melot lecha lefanai arba'im shana. You need to be with me for 40 years. As the Shabbat Chanan writes it straight out, right? Ad mimshana shebemelot arba'im shana. Omer ha-Talmid al Da'at Rabo, because it takes 40 years for a Talmid to understand what his Rav was trying to teach him. That's what he means. He says, you need me for 40 years, because for 40 years, then you understand Yonah properly. Rabo, kidichtiv ve'olech etchem 40 shana b'midbar. Right? That's from with Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'lo natan Hashem lachem lev la'dat v'chule. And there's two dots. And then ikpid la'hadare ve'lo ola gabay hadare. Okay, so Verav. Okay, so according to Rabbi Nechanania, it's straightforward. Ramashi punches very nice. Shkoach. Okay, Robert, nice find there. Okay, I actually, all right, very good. Okay, so now, and he gives an asvara, Rabbi Nechanania, right? Why he says Abim Shana? Because that's 40 years it takes for Tommy to acquire his. So it actually makes a lot of sense. Why? I'm sure the Maharshal's got a good expression for it as well. Okay. Itmar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be daily like the Rav Muvak. Okay, that would be the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Acher Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shaishet. No, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Even if you learn Halacha from just one guy, you learn from is already your Talmid, your Rav Muvak. Rabbi, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan really say this, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan say, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We've seen this before tons of time, right? That we always end up, if Shabbos we saw it before, we've seen a lot, that the Gemara always goes back to the question, Rabbi Yochanan, so when we quote Halacha like Rabbi Yochanan in the name of somebody, the Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan on the contrary, he's makpid that Halacha Kestam Mishnah, like Rabbi, right? And Stam Mishnah would be, love the Afka person's name. Utnan, and we've got a Mishnah that says, Rabbo Shelam Do Chochma. Ma chokma, rov chokmato. And rov chokmato over here, right? Who said rov chokmato? Rov chokmato was dafke Rabbi Yehuda may call she rov chokmato imenu, right? So I'm not sure, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda dafke, but rov chokmato. So it says, umi, sorry. Achar Rabbi Yosef, umi Rabbi Yochanan, ma Rabbi Yochanan, alachak stamish. The Gemara says, you're right. Utnan Rabbo, shlo du chokmato. Ma chokma, rov chokmato. Which basically is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so it makes sense. Rabbi, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan says Stam Mishnah, but Stam Mishnah seems to be according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which says Rov Chochmato. Now the Gemara is another problem right now. Oskin b'mikra mida ve'eina mida b'mishna mida v'notina le'aschar. So look at the Brash says, Oskin b'mikra mida ve'eina mida. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. A person who learns mikra, that's chumash, he ketzat ve'enami drukshashi she'amishna ve'gemara yafi b'mena. It's good, and it's not so good. It's nice, but not so great. It's like it. Very nice. V'bnei, why is the Mishnah better? Look at the third wide line, Rashi at the bottom here. V'bnei she'tluyin begirsa u'mishtakachim. Right? So he says, the Mishnah and Gemara are better than Mikra, because there you talu begirsa, and you forget things. She'bimehem, look at Rashi over here. She'bimehem lo haya gemara b'chtav. He has a source. Rashi says, in the time of the Gemara, the time when the Mishnah was these things were, the Mishnah wasn't written. The Gam lo haya nitan lichtov, even couldn't write it. El lefi shenitma'atu alevavot, hitchilu dorot acharonim lechatvo. So according to Rashi, straight out over here, the Rambam in Sefer HaMishnah, in Perash HaMishnayot, says differently. He has the source I was looking for. Also, said it to me. Rabbi Menach Talmali Mishnah Torah said on Yudal is talking. Who kibetz kol haMishnayot Mashmaot Rashi v'chol haDinim v'chol haBiurim uPershin shemashos Mishnah Rabbeinu v'shelimdu Beitin shemachol Dovado v'chol Tzaklei Rod v'chiber mikol Sefer haMishnah. He compiled the Mishnah uShnayo lechachamim b'Rabim. He taught it in the public v'nigle lechol Yisrael v'chatvuhu kulam. And they all wrote it down. So according to the Rambam, already in the time of Rabbi, they wrote it down. V'ribtzu b'chol makom g'shelo tishtakach Torah shebal peh Yisrael. So the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that it was actually written down. Rashi here says it wasn't written down. Okay, which is not so easy because it's a machloket. I always understood when I was in Yeshiva, I knew it was written down. I must be honest with you, Rav Baruch once mentioned it was written down. And I argued about it. And here Rashi says it wasn't written down. But the Rambam says it was written down. Okay? So
is this the thought for very little learning of the Mikre in the Yeshiva?
Probably. Chumash has unfortunately lost its place, right? Gemara, en chamidah gdola mizo. See, the Gemara uses the lashon Gemara. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, Gemara? Rashi says, "Far perashti lemala." What is the Gemara? Should I take Leiv Lavin Stimot Tamei Mishnah? Does the Mishnah Maheim Ukeshestaim Sotrot Zodzo Yavin Atreich? You have to understand how it solves Talstiras. Shall you that they both come out right or a dat Yireat Tanaim Machalukim Davar Veneima Ha Mani? Who's this? Plenty of time. You know who the Agazo. Ulolam Haveratz LeMishnah Yemei Gemara. So now the Gemara says, "Hakuf Akash." We had a bit of a problem. On the one hand, you told me that Mikra is a meh. Mishnah is the better one, but Gemara ain't the Chabidah. There's nothing better than Gemara. And then what do you say in the next breath? Always run to learn Mishnah. Ulam Haveratz LeMishnah Yemei Gemara. So Gemara says a bit of a stereo. Make up your mind. Amarta be Gemara ain't Namidag Dolamizo. You got nothing better than that. And then immediately you say, "Amart Ulolam Haveratz LeMishnah Yemei Gemara." And then rather than Mishnah, more than Gemara. So what's going on over here? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bimei Rebbe Nishnat Mishnazo." This Mishnah was learned during Rebbe's time. Why during Rebbe's time? Look at Rashi. Hadik Tani. A lot of Rashi's over here. He says, "Hadik Tani." I wonder if we can actually finish that. I don't know. We start the new pack. I don't know. "Hadik Tani Gemara in the Chamidag Lamizo," says Rashi. Why? Nothing better than Gemara. "Fishem Misherabu Tavnes Shabbat Behilel." Shilu Fanav Shlosha Dorot. When Hillel and Shabbai three generations before Rebbe, Rabu Machloket Betorah Benaseit Kishtei Torah. Machloket started, and suddenly we've got two different Torahs over here. We've got Hillel and Shabbai, two different worlds of Torah. Mitoch all Shiabud Malchuyot VeGzerot Shayu Gozer Aleim. Look what he says. He says, because of all Shiabud Malchuyot. He says it happened because of the all Malchuyot, that the government put so much burden on Amishal. He blames it on them, says Rashi. Mitoch kach lo ayu cholim latet leiv levarei divrei achalukim ad yamei shel Rebbe. And therefore, because they were under so much strife and battling difficult times, they never really had what they call nachat da'at, right? Just being relaxed to sit and apply their minds to resolving all these problems. Until Rebbe came along, Rila Nasi. Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo chein be'enei Antoninus Melech Romi. See what he said over here? We know that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was a big mate of Antoninus. We see it all the time in the Gemara. But Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the chain. Antoninus loved Rebbe, and therefore, just let them be. And took the yoke off the Jews. And now suddenly, when they aren't, that was the problem in Mitzrayim, right? That when you're working so much, when you're under so much toil and strife, you haven't got mind for these things. You're just morning, noon and night, like a slave. Suddenly comes like Antoninus, gives Rebbe the chain, and suddenly Amishal have a bit of free time now on their hands, right? Because I mean, but Avodah Zorah Daf Yud, v'nachu mitzara. Look at that; they were able to relax from their strife. V'shalach v'kibetz kol tamidei Eretz Yisrael, and Rebbe sent out guys from all of Eretz Yisrael and corrected all their stuff. V'ad yamav lo ayu masechtot shturot. Until Rebbe's time, things weren't orderly. Ela kol tamid sheshama davar mipi gadol himen. Anybody who read out girsa v'natan, wrote things down, made simanim. Halacha, plani do plani, shamati misham plani, I heard from this guy. V'shinit kabtsu, when Rebbe gathered them all together, Amar, kol echad ma sheshama, he had a conference of rabbis, the first rabbinical conference of Talmidei Chachamim, to start gathering all their Torah. V'natnu lev levarer tamach, and they could now sit down and apply their minds to understand what was behind the machloket. Whose opinion is the right, seems to be the right opinion. V'sidru ha-masechton, and sorted them out. Divrei nezikin levadam, all the ones of nezikin together. Look at that. Rashi's got a slightly different version. He says, look, he says nezikin together. V'divrei yevamot levadam. We've got nashim, right? He says, divrei yevamot. V'divrei kochim levadam. V'stam, v'satam namim v'mishnah divrei yechidim. That's where Rebbe put in the stam mishnahs as divrei yechidim to make them in Ratshara Rebbe at three. He saw, even though they were yechidim and not rabbim, he made it stamps. You wouldn't think it was a yachid, right? He gave them the status of a rov, so that halacha would be like this. V'shanan stam, k'day likbo halacha k'motam. And he really never mentioned their names because he wants halacha to be like them. Lefi chachamru b'gemara, ein necha mida gdola mizo, sheyitnu leiv letamei ha-mishnah. So that's what it means over there when he says everybody writes to learn the Mishnah, not to learn the Mishnah, but to learn the Gemara, which is the expression of the Mishnah. That's what he says over here. Okay, v'az b'mei Rebbe nishtak Mishnah zu. Shavku kula alma magnitin, v'az lubata Gemara. And then everybody abandons, it says, melachzorah gives the Mishnah. So now, because of that, they've written this all down, people ignored the Mishnah. Hadar darash lehu. Then he went back and dashed them. Ulolam haveratz lemishnah yoter min haGemara. That's what happened. So because Rebbe placed so much emphasis on collecting stuff now and basically essentially preparing the grounds for the Gemara, the Mishnah was written down. The Mishnah wasn't written down, it was compiled. People say, we don't need the Mishnah anymore. And now they start forgetting the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ma Darosh, what does it mean, Darosh? Rashi says, what does it mean? He says, over here, Kedadarish Rav Yehuda b'Rebbe Elai. My dichti, what the Pasuk say? You darshan the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, right, Karav Garon al Tachsoch. A long Pasuk here. It says, Hagedla Am, he says, that's the end of the Pasuk here. It says, Vahagedla Ami, say to my nation, Pisham. Ulevet Yaakov chatotam. So they were poshim epitam. So what does it mean, Ulevet Yaakov chatotam? It says, Haged la mi pisham, when manesh, the pisham, elu talit talit chachamim, the lach poshim, what? Sheshkagot nasot lem kizdonot. The shkagot now became zdonot. Look at Rashi, what does it mean? Shkagot became zdonot. If you look at Rashi, Amadosh mitchila kishdarash agonah gad, kishedarash shegmara gadol, it was a lam pisham, ami. Tahanu tabnei chachamim, says Rashi. Et chatatam ani kore pesha. I'm calling this sin pesha. Shaya lahem batet leiv tamei mishtakan. They should have paid attention more to the examples of the Mishnah. Shevaru lehem adikar. Velo yoru alacha mitoch Mishnah she'en aikar. They've got to understand the reasons behind things. And not just paskin from Mishnah. Ulevet Yaakov chatotam. Look at Rashi. That's shar ha'am. The average guy, not the Tamid Chacham, while they, Ulevetam otam chatotam, elu ha'me'aret shezdonot nasot mem kashkogot. Other way around. So the Tamid Chachamim, their chet is pesha. And the Amcha, their chet is shkaga. Look at Rashi, what does it mean? Ulevet Yaakov shara Amcha, tatam afilu pashash, pesha shalahem, ani kore chatat. Words, he goes to kul on them. Behind the titna, this is what the Mishnah tells us. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, or Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, have a zehir b'Talmud, sheshkigat Talmud, ola zadon. Look at Rashi, Talmud, b'Gemara shehi terut tamei mishnayot. The Gemara explains all the Mishnahs. Or im tishma davar mishnah mirabach, he's ahead, he shol tamav umishana. If you hear something from your Rebbe, make sure to ask him, who said it, right? What are the reasons behind it? Because sheshkigat Talmud, im shagita bohra'a b'shkigat talmudcha, if you were shogeg in teaching wrong things, because you made a mistake, you didn't make a proper effort in your learning, shelo yadata tam mishnah, you went through the mishnah, v'latata ba tamach, and you made up your own answer, u'mitoch kach dimit ladin ohra'a sheba liyadecha, you just try and compare something from somewhere else on your own, v'limadata imena shelo kedat, and you didn't teach it with a proper mesorah, she'ena tam kemo shayita sabur, that's what you thought, she'ilu yadata tam mishnah, lo dimit la'ma se'aba liyadecha. If you already knew the proper reasons, you wouldn't have made up those reasons, but it seemed to you like the right reasons. There's a proper mesorah over here, go with the mesorah. Right, so those shkagot, he calls zadon. That's the sin of a Talmid Chacham. If he doesn't have a proper Mesorah and he sort of draws his own conclusions from things, he ends up making big mistakes. And those shkagot becomes Adon. It's quite amazing. I know many here. In the shiur this morning, we learned the last couple of days, last 2 days, the Ralbag in the beginning of Shmini goes to pains to explain about the importance of order in the Beit HaMikdash. And everything is so particular. And so meduyak. And he says, that's why Nadav Avihu died. He says, there are lots of reasons why they died, but they basically summarizes the reason they died because they never paid attention to the detail. They changed the order. And in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no place for that. And there isn't even a shkagah. You can't even say you made it was a mistake. Because there's nothing as a mistake when you prepare properly. If you know what you meant to do, you can't make a mistake. You make a mistake because you know what you're doing. That's a similar idea over here. Right, so your shkagot becomes adon. Okay, let's quickly move on. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Madichtiv, Shemud Devar Hashem Acharedim al Dibru. He said, "Other Tamei Chachamim, Amru Achechem Elu Balei Mikra, Sonechem Elu Balei Mishnah. Why they called Sonechem? Mindechem Elu Meharet. Shem Tomar Pasak Svarav Ubatel Sikuyam. Tavud Bar Nireh Besim Chachem. Shem Tomar Yishal Yevoshu Tabud Lomar Vehem Yevoshu Avdei Kochem Yevoshu Yishal Yismachu. Shalach Elu Mishnah. You can already read that pasuk. I'm sorry, running through it. I want to quickly just start the Mishnah." Right, just quickly, as we start the Mishnah, the new parak. Okay. Hamakpid etzel chaveru behema. If you put, you leave something with your friend, an animal or kalim, v'nignavu or shavdu, it gets stolen, it gets lost. Shilem v'lo atzal. Now you can make a shvua. Okay, you can make a shvuah look Rashi. Shvuah shomer. You can make a shvuah for people look off. Shvuah pashal that you weren't poshaba. Shvuah, but you never used it. Shayala cholip patei b'shvuah. You can make a rat and you can make that shvuah, and therefore you have to pay. But the guy decides doesn't want to make a shvuah, right? And he doesn't want to make a shvuah. He ends up paying for it. Shomer chinam nishba v'yotze. Shomer chinam can pay. Right? Nimtza. Now he didn't want to pay. He didn't want to make a shvuah. He just paid. Now nimtza ganav. They find the ganav after 30 words. So Mishalim Tashma Kefil. The ganav is paid kefil. We know that. They pay double. So Tavachu Machar, if the ganav shechted it or sold it, Sham Tashma Arba Vachamisha, he paid 4 or 5. So the question is, Lemi Mishalim? So the Mishnah says, Lemi Shah Pikadon at Shlo. Who does he pay? He pays the guy who's got the Pikadon. He paid the guy originally because of his responsibilities. He bought ownership, it becomes his. Look at Rashi. So even though he paid kefil, right? And now it turns out the ganef has to pay 4 or 5. He actually gets double or 3 times or what he paid. Now, on the other hand, nishbav lo ratzal shalem, he made a shvuah, didn't want to pay, and then nimsa ganef b'shalim tashlumei kefil, pays double. Tavachu machar, if he killed or shechted or sold it, b'shalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Lumi b'shalim lebala pikadon. Tavala pikadon. End of over here.